Quick example, here we can see a 4x4 matrix with three distinct eigenvalues, and one is repeated. We're also considered two of them are actually stable and one of them is unstable, so we can also consider stable inverse subspace later on. In the first place, we just consider all possible invariant subspaces. Obviously, any eigenvectors spans a stable invariant subspace. So S1 span S1 span S3 span S4, they all form invariant subspace. Now, since X2 is a generalized eigenvector, now if any subspace contains a component of X2, let's say span X1, X2, then of course it's also invariant subspace. Now, anyone contains X2 must also contain X1, because otherwise the lower rank, the generalized eigenvector, is not included, and then according to our definition, it's not going to be an invariant subspace. We're going to illustrate it later on, just in a minute. So it's fairly easy to see that we have many invariant subspaces. You can contain any X2, X3, X4, that's fine. But as long as you want to contain X2, then you have to contain X1. Okay. Now, if you also look at all those eigenvectors that are constrained to those subspaces, you can see that anything concerned with lambda 1, lambda 2, lambda 3, they are stable. So obviously S1, S3, S1, 2, S1, 3, S1, 2, 3 are all stable invariant subspaces. However, the subspace S2, S2, 3, S2, 4, and S2, 3, 4, as I said it before, are not a invariant subspace because they do not contain X1. And we can illustrate this very easily by looking at, for example, X2, 3. And if you apply a transformation to X2, then you see it becomes a linear combination of X1, X2. Then for that to be a stable invariant subspace, then X1 has to be a linear combination of X2 and 3. That's not possible. So in this case, X2, 3 cannot be a stable invariant subspace.